a little boy around the table at home. I remember very well when company would come. I would have to be right still until the whole crowd ate. My mama always said to me, Jim, take a tater and wait. Now taters never did taste good with chicken on the plate, but I had to eat them just the same. That is why I look so bad and have these puny ways, because I always had to take an old cold tater and wait. They would come to stay a while with us. I would have to slip around and raise a little fuss, in fear that I would spill the beans or break the china plate. My mama always said to me, Jim, take a tater and wait. Now taters never did taste good with chicken on the plate, but I had to eat them just the same. That is why so bad and have these puny ways, because I always had to take an old cold tater away.
And happy Saturday. It is Saturday, February 25th, 2023, and time for another edition of Blackbird 9's Saturday Snack Shack. Tonight's episode is episode 13 and is entitled Noticing Patterns with Miss UK Jody K. And we're going to have the wonderful Miss Jody K up here in a few minutes. For those not familiar with her work, she is the hostess of the very popular Truth Hurts show on Speak Free Radio Tuesdays and Thursdays from 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. She just released her new album entitled Acorn, which is available both in CD and downloadable formats at her website, www.jodyk.com. So JodyK, JodyKay.com. And she has traveled the world in search of truth, only to return home to find the reality of the cold truth of finding instead an invaded and ravaged land where her home used to be. So like many of us, finding themselves as a stranger in a strange land that was once our home, surrounded by hostile strangers, by the way. And she's a woman who has led the way on the bleeding edge of the ever-growing, more popular fields of extremist yoga and really bad comedy, drama, musical, dinner, theater. And so we're going to have Miss Jody K on, so I'm really excited. I'm wondering what she's going to want to talk about tonight. So if you'd like to join in, we're going to open up the phone calls at the bottom of the hour after the break. And so that number to call in is 512-248-8252. So 512-248-8252. Or if you need to, remember the studio has to pick this tab up on this, so you can call the Watts line 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. Also, you can come out to the chat room at bb9tradingposts.chatango.com. That's bb9tradingposts.chatango.com, where we have the hottest news, the dankest memes, the best independent survival tips and homesteading tips. But if you're looking for a knife fight, we just soon you go someplace else. So I wonder what Miss Jody K wants to talk about tonight. Maybe she wants to talk about the weather. Now, here on Blackjack, we've been having an Indian summer, which is one of those where you think it's almost springtime, but then you get the blizzard falling and come. freezes everything. And we are in full bioweapon offensive with the forsythia bushes pollen bombing everybody. Everybody's car, you can ride in everybody's cars now. There's so much dust on it from the pollen. And, of course, the all-night serenade of the mating frogs up here, which is quite deafening at times. Not to mention all the other critters going a little springtime crazy right now in the woods. Maybe she wants to talk about, you know, our big news where we had a bona fide Mad Max terrorist rampage through the sleepy little, used to be mostly white community, mountain college community here in Watauga, North Kakalaki. But last week, you know, about just 2 hours after I had been in this same area, this angry black man from Atlanta basically does a reboot of the Steven Spielberg cult film classic Duel with Dennis Weaver on the sleepy streets of Boone, North Kakalaki, in a tractor trailer semi. And this was not considered a hate crime. This was not considered domestic terrorism. This guy, who we're told is, I just had it here, his name. But anyway, we're told that, you know, this is not hate at all. This is not domestic terrorism. This Tobias M. Jones, 30 years old from Atlanta, Georgia, you know, him going on a rampage isn't a hate crime at all. So everybody can rest ease that, you know, our local journalist, you know, our district attorney, our law enforcement says there's nothing hateful at all about this. But maybe she wants to talk about the really big crime that we made national news with. Little Boone, North Kakalaki was once again in national news because some kid dared to wave a swastika flag over near the invading commie carpetbagger chicken swinger slime mold there, the Synagogue of Satan on King Street, right? So the kid waves the flag, and you would think it was World War III going off. They activated everything. They were bringing in local law enforcement. They were bringing in state law enforcement. They were bringing in federal law enforcement because a kid waved the flag. And immediately everybody's like, you know, is this really a hate crime? Is this domestic terrorism? So maybe she wants to talk about that and the two ordinances that came from all of this foolishness, where, you know, they have swift legal action now about this hate crime, right? Or maybe she wants to talk about the fellow Englishman musician Roger Waters of Pink Floyd having his concert shut down in Frankfurt, Germany over accusations of anti-Semitism. I mean, gracious, it's not like he wrote a song about Dresden or anything, right? Or maybe she wants to talk about, and we can commiserate here, the Kalergi bomb on Dixie, none other than Namrata Rawanda, a.k.a. Nikki Haley. You know, our brown face of the Kalergi plan that's going to save America just like the Englishman Rishi Sunak is doing in the lands of Arthur and Guinevere right now. So maybe we could talk about that. Or my big question is, did Jody Kay have in her Clown World Bingo 2023 card, you know, for all of us that are playing Clown World Bingo, if she had that the head of the ADL, Jonathan Nosferatu Greenblatt, would come out on Twitter as a Holocaust denier, I mean, on the International Day of Hate, which we're told, you know, that's today. And, you know, is Nosferatu going to get the James O'Keefe treatment from Project Veritas? I mean, you know, he could get fired for this, because I think, yeah, that's probably a deal breaker to be a Holocaust denier and the head of the ADL. I have to go back to Starbucks or something. Or maybe she wants to talk about the continuing chicken swinger civil war in Israel right now under King Bibi Netanyahu getting ready to kick off World War III. Or maybe she just wants to talk about going fishing. So Miss Jody Kay, welcome to the Snack Shack. And what in the world would you like to talk about tonight?
Gosh, where do we start? I mean, we could literally pick every single one of those apart. First of all, thank you for having me again. And, well, we could start by talking about the weather, because it's pretty crazy. and the earthquakes that keep popping up all over the country. We've had, obviously, there was the Turkish one, the Syrian one. We've had lots in the UK, that places that have never had them before. So by all means, the weather would be a topic, or anything you've just spoken about. Wow. And no, I certainly didn't have in my 2023 bingo card that the head of the ADL would come out as a denier. When I was sent that last night, and I thought, you are joking. It was quickly removed, but the archive remains.
Yes.
And what was he thinking?
Well, I know. It was just, okay, did not, you know, things that, you know, every now and then, we in Hills and Hole game, we talk a lot about the game theory behind the Hills and Holes game.
Yes.
And when you're dealing with that plus or minus three level Hills and Holes, that's when you get just the random, did not see that coming at all event, and everything just changes, you know. And it's, you know, it's things like that, and just how they are just ramping up this victimhood, and you have to, you know, give us a means to use law enforcement against you if you dare say anything we don't like. I mean, this is Bolshevik levels we're getting here in my little sleepy mountain town. Yeah, it's like, oh my God, I'm a, you know, Otman and I are Bonnie and Clyde outlaws now because of wrong speak in our hometown, right?
Wrong speak, wrong think, wrong action, wrong doing. And hat tip to Von Hasch for sending me the tweet. And I thought, you're joking. And the comments were on the archive, when you see the comments, everyone's like, what? What hoax? What are you talking about? What? What are you talking about? What? I mean, it couldn't have been more surreal and more random. Obviously, it was removed probably as quickly as it went up there. And again, why? I mean, there was clearly a reason why. And was it to kind of filter into everyone? Like, well, hey, guys, you know, well, even if it didn't happen, I mean, to say it did is still an attack on us. It's still nefarious. And it's surreal.
Yeah, yeah.
We are literally peak clown world when you see something
like
that.
It's like, what could his strategy possibly have been with that? And like you said, yeah, maybe that's it, that, you know, we have to agree that even though it didn't really happen, anti-Semitism is real. And it's like, well, maybe it's because you do stuff like this.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know. It's like, you know, this band of 200 chicken swingers that invaded here after 9/11 with big bags of money. And then just bought up the place. I mean, yeah, bought up the local government, bought up the university, bought up the medical syndicate, is, you know, bad enough as it was. But, you know, and just completely did this cultural Marxist do-over of the whole county. And you're just sitting there watching it happen. It's like, you know, is anybody else seeing this? Is this happening in your hometown? You know. There ought to be a law.
I think it is happening, but the level of denial, or the level of, I know it's happening, I don't want to think about it, because to think about it is to admit the truth. I don't want to admit the truth because that's really scary. So I'm just not going to think about it. I'm not going to talk about it. All this is going to happen. And it's fascinating. To be in that mindset is truly, it's fascinating.
You know, one thing is, you know, we are definitely living in interesting times. And so it's this, that, okay, this would happen during my lifetime. And, you know, wow, we have a bona fide existential event here, kids. Party up. You know, what are we going to do about this? You know, we didn't go looking for a fight, but, you know, here we are.
Yeah. And it's going to be, whatever it is going to be big. It's going to be something we have probably never experienced before. We don't know what form it's going to take. But saying that, we are, whichever mind state people get to, we are so blessed to be here at this time, to be witnessing this and to be a part of it. That's where I come from. Yes, we have the struggle and the fight and the battle and, oh God, do you have to do this again? I mean, it's like, when can it stop? But it's not going to. So like you've said, I often say, you know, sit down, buckle up, scream if you want to go faster, because that's the direction we're going, whether we like it or not.
Exactly.
So ride the wave.
Whether you like it or not, you are at war.
Yeah.
It's just a different type of war. So, you know, for the newbies out there that aren't familiar with, you know, your long journey and how you, like me, went from being a, the biggest libtard to ever come, out of North Kakalaki, to somebody that's like, well, I'm not trying to be mean here, but this is what's happening. This is the reality. And, you know, we were basically sold a, a bag of goods, so, real quick, just go through that and hit some of the highlights of your great awakening and great journey. I love hearing your story.
Oh, bless you. Well, I am a female. I'm a Western female. So naturally, my heart is huge. I love to love. I love to be loved. I love to share and support and nurture. So that was hijacked and used against me. And I was taught to love everyone else, the world, except me, except our own people. So I, in search of truth, I traveled to Colombia, I traveled to India, worked in an orphanage, studied yoga, studied natural medicine through sound. And in my search for truth, came up, it was George Floyd's death, and a friend of mine who was mixed race was so pleased and so proud that his people were getting justice and his people. And I said, what do you mean? We're all people. We're all the same people. And he said, no, we've been oppressed. You know, my people have been oppressed. And so I was entering into discussion with him about life, him as a black man, me as a white woman. And everything he was saying to me wasn't him. He had been to university. He had clearly had this huge indoctrination. And everything he said to me were the enemy's words. I'd been woken up to the JQ hat tip von Hash again. And luckily, everything I heard him say was the enemy speak. And he sent me into this huge spiral of guilt. How had I been so blind to, we're the bad guys and I didn't see it. How have I been so blind and naive? These poor people, it's us. We don't deserve to be here. And I literally had like a lifetime's worth of guilt in the space of 2 days, completely shook me, threw me. I was living abroad at the time, and I moved back to the UK, and I had to be a voice. I had to be a public presence. So I was, and I started activism. I was streaming. I made a phone call to a national radio show, spoke to Keir Starmer, who's a leader of the Labour Party, the opposition, and I questioned him on the nation state law of Israel and asked him why I, as a white British female, don't have the same right to self-determination in my own country.
And then your life was changed forever. If I could just throw in the spoiler here. Okay, but anyway, carry on.
What's she talking about? Nation state law? And so many of the party and people had never heard of it. What's she talking about? Then obviously the attacks came, the racist, the Nazi, the extreme yoga that you've mentioned. And so it's gone on from there. And I have continued to be a voice and to be a presence, because as ugly and fearful as the truth is, we can't change it. And again, this is another quote, the truth doesn't change according to our ability to stomach it. And I was completely apolitical. I was a raving liberal, literally a raving liberal, to becoming an extreme yoga teacher. And I love, and everything I do is coming from a place of love. And everyone says, and someone said to me, well, what do you think about black people? I was like, what a stupid question. Like, what do you, like, I don't. This isn't about them. This is about me and right. and my people. It's not coming from a place of hate, aggression. It's love for my own. That's exactly. That's where I come from.
For the newbies out there, I just want to read this April 11th, 2021 piece, just a total hit piece by this person who is well known for writing hit pieces, Amy Sharp. And the title, this is from the Press Reader, and it's the title of the Mirror article. So this made it to the Mirror, right?
Yeah.
Extremist yoga. Guru who sued TV Amanda spouts racist bile in web rants. A hippie yoga teacher who appeared on TVs this morning has swapped peace and love for right-wing hate, right? And it just goes on for there. And I'm like, extremist yoga. We've got to market that. There's got to be a market for there in there somewhere, right?
It might actually boost my business if I did that.
You know, regular yoga class is $20 an hour. Extremist yoga class is $30 an hour, right?
But so. That's how they try and spin it. Like yoga and sound therapy, the work I do, again, it's coming from a place of wanting to help and heal and nurture people. How can you make that hateful? But they will try. It's the inversion tactic. We know that. It's the inversion.
You are not of the body, therefore you have to be tagged and destroyed. And it's like, we're going to shame you and tell everybody, you know, oh, that's a bad person. You don't want to associate with that person because they're a bad person. I feel for you in this, because when I came out for 9/11 truth and for exposing the illegal NSA, illegal electronic surveillance programs in 2002 with my infamous article, We're All Palestinians Now, which quickly got removed from the internet, go figure. Interesting story with that. But anyway, suddenly I went from, you know, the go-to sound man guy, you know, that was running sound for all the bands and doing sound for all the art happenings and festivals, etc., you know, to that crazy 9/11 truther guy that nobody would talk to anymore, right? You know, and when I talked to you and the delightful Miss Monica Schaefer and what she went through in Canada with this whole thing is, you know, I've decided not to hate myself and not to hate my people. And suddenly that makes me a hater.
Yeah. And it is, I'm not going to deny it's tough. And I know this is, you know, people think, oh, you know, liberal talk again, but it's true. It makes you a stronger person. It makes you more resilient and it makes you have more courage and more faith and more conviction. So, the harder they push, the stronger we become. It is that simple.
Right. And you are listening to Blackbird 9 Saturday Snack Shack. And with us tonight is the delightful Miss UK Jody Kay. And I want to play the little clip you did for the CD and introduce people to the idea, you know, what you have done, you know, turning these lemons into lemonade, you know, that you got served up. So this is the promo you did for the CD.
Hello, I'm Jody Kay, and I'm here to tell you about my debut album, The Acorn. The Acorn is a concept album with 14 tracks. It's an album of three parts. The first part is in honor and memory of those who have lost their lives or had their lives taken. The middle section honors traditional folklore. The second half is dedicated to us, to inspire us, and to remind us of our duty to preserve our history and our culture so that we can pass this on to future generations. The album is available on CD and digital download from my website, www.jodyk.com.
For what we do today will be wider told in the tales of history.
Love that. So, tell us about the CD.
Gosh, it was, I think I started writing it after my wake up. I mean, I've been a musician forever. I've been writing songs forever, traditional folk, so love songs and carpenters and riverboats and all, you know, traditional folk songs. And then I woke up and I thought, well, I have to utilize my gift, and I have to use that to inspire and encourage and to be a bridge for those that haven't quite made it over yet. And so I started writing it in Ibiza when I was living there, and I just thought, I have to release an album, I have to do this. And it's the theme, because it's a concept album, it is kith and kin. So it's for, as I said, honoring the fallen. And, you know, in years of old, especially in Lord of the Rings, you know, and they say, you know, songs will be written about you. And that's what we used to do, that we used to honor, well, through song and through poem and through the bards and the troubadours. And I just thought, well, I have to do that. And it can be very difficult for people to remain positive. And I thought, well, yes, we're in a tough time, but there is hope, and there is a way through this. We just have to get through it. That's the way we get through it. We get through it. And so the music is really to inspire, uplift, encourage, and help people through this, and to share, especially with the filth and degenerate satanic pop culture that we've got today. This is the counter activism, the counter protest to that. It's wholesome, it's beautiful. It's always hard for me to like talk about it that way because I made it, but it really is. It's a really wholesome, strong album.
Right. And, you know, one of the things that I always stress is we are in an existential war. And in an existential war, the mere act of surviving is an act of defiance.
Yes.
And so, yeah, that you have to take a war footing, and that, you know, we are trying to survive. And so with making these songs about the heroes of our movement, of people who woke up and tried to warn us, you know, these people do deserve to be immortalized in song. And also just the spirit of it. I mean, I just, you know, it's been so long since I did music. And it's really weird that, you know, my CD came out, my solo CD came out in 96, right? And, you know, music was, you know, doing sound, you know, producing people, you know, working with other bands, doing my own stuff. It was my whole life. And then, you know, once I got blacklisted and was living out of my car for a couple of years in a tent, you know, I just kind of got away from it. And then, you know, just really seeing what all the music I had through these eyes. And it's like, well, I really don't want to listen to that right now, you know. And so I'm up here on Blackjack Mountain listening to, you know, the sounds up here. And it's, you know, really interesting because people keep asking me, are you going to ever get back into music? Are you ever going to get back into music? And so it's like, you know, I don't know. It's really strange. And so it's very nice when somebody gives me a piece of music and I say, I honestly like this. And it's been a long time since I've been able to say that about a piece of music. So thank you for that wonderful album.
Thank you.
So anyway, you're listening to Blackbird 9 Saturday Snack Shack, and tonight we have Miss Jody Kay. And after the break, which is coming up in a bit, we're going to open up the phone line. So go ahead and take this number down and call us up after the break, 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252. Or you can call the 1-800 number at 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. And again, you can join us in the chat room, bb9tradingpost.chitango.com. That's bb9tradingpost.chitango.com. And one of the other things real quick is just a shout out to Mr. Giuseppe for his wonderful impromptu Friday roundtable yesterday that Miss Jody and I got to attend with Mr. Giuseppe and Mr. Paul English. So tell us a little bit about your takeaways from the roundtable yesterday.
I just loved it. I mean, I've spoken to Giuseppe one-to-one. I've spoken to you one-to-one. I've spoken to Paul one-to-one. To have been invited and to have shared that discussion, it was so incredible. It flew past, and the level of discussion was very beautiful.
I agree. I thought everyone was so brilliant. You know, definitely brought their A game. So anyway, we're going into break, and you're listening to Blackbird Nine's Snack Shack here on Saturday night. So we'll be back after these messages.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth. Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Because I always had to take an old cold tater and wait.
And we're back. You're listening to Blackbird Nine Saturday Snack Shack here on Republic Broadcasting Network. And just a reminder how important it is that we support networks like Republic Broadcasting, Speak Free Radio. These are the outlets we're using to fight this multi-billion-dollar leviathan of disinformation with truth, because people that listen to Republic Broadcasting and Speak Free Radio, you can handle the truth. It might be chunky at times, but you want the truth, not the communitarian, you know, storylines and scripts. So if you still have resource, please, please, please support Republic Broadcasting with much as you can, because it's important that they stay on the air. And tonight with us, we have the delightful Miss UK Jody Kay with us. And we've got a couple of phone call, so we're going to just go ahead and take a call. So, Mr. Producer, could you bring in Jay from Los Angeles, please? Jay, are you there?
Hey, Frederick.
Hey, happy Saturday.
Same to you. I'm a big fan of your shows. Great, your Wednesday night was awesome. The Agents of Discordia, I really enjoyed that.
Thanks. Glad you like that bucket of rocks.
Yeah, it's, I mean, when I listen to these shows, it's somewhat comforting because, you know, I get to hear people commiserate, but in a way, it's sort of like watching your family drown in front of you, you know, because we talk about these things that are pretty much the decimation of our cultures, our civilization, our kinfolk, our bloodlines and everything. And I was wondering, you know, Jody is in Europe. I was wondering if the situation is worse in Europe, or are we watching kind of our future? Because I know London is a wrap. I know basically all the UK countries are being ethnically replaced very rapidly, and that's what's happening here. So I was wondering if the situation in Europe, like Italy, France, I mean, is it pretty hopeless there? And my second question is there anything that we can do? Because it seems like we're just throwing thimblefuls of water on a blazing, torched building, and short of, you know, people getting violent, I can't really see anything turning around, because this cabal has, like, the foothold. There's a foot on the necks of all of us. You can't move, you know? If you say a word, you're Adolf Hitler incarnate, and they just want you to sit in the corner and shut up. So I was just wondering your perspectives on those questions.
Oh, great questions. Miss Jody.
Great questions. Well, hello. Thank you for calling in. Yes, it's really bad in Europe. I know Italy, I can't remember her name right now, so it's late here. Meloni, I think it's Meloni. She's allowed more immigrants into Italy just in her time in office. It's bad, but I never think it's hopeless. I never think it's hopeless. So to go to your second point, that we're pouring a thimble of water on a blazing fire, that fire will burn itself. I mean, I'm a lady of faith. I pray every day for those that aren't. It's just, I hate to say this because it's not a defeatist attitude, but it is unsustainable what they're doing. And more people, although more people are coming over and we are being attacked, our statues are being pulled down, things are being destroyed, our girls here are being raped and attacked. That's happening. But more and more people are waking up to this. And when we have critical mass on our side, which we do, it will not sustain itself. I don't know how we're going to get through this. I just know that we are. And it may not be how we think in our minds, how we want it to happen, because it's not our choice how this happens. I'm not even going to apologize, because I'm a lady of faith. This is, as Blackbird has said, this is an existential battle. This is way, way beyond us as humans. And I do not feel we're alone in this. So find courage and do what you can. Do what you can. Create. Write something. Write a poem. Because in this time of destruction and ugliness and satanic, that's what it is, by creating, we are planting a seed. We are planting something new and something beautiful.
Follow-up question, Mr. J?
Just to say, I was raised in faith as well, but I just know there are times in history where God sort of held his hand and people have suffered, you know, I mean, millions in both world wars and different things. I would love to think that God will prevent us from being eradicated from the earth, but, I mean, short of a miracle, do you think that there's enough people waking up to what's happening to say, I mean, it's a small group of people doing this. So it wouldn't take much to turn it over. What frustrates me is it's just words that are holding this back. You know what I mean? It's not like I could almost deal with it if this was a tangible group of people that had us all at gunpoint. And we can say, look, this is the people doing this. But they hide, they change their names. Even getting our own people to wake up to this is the frustrating part, because we're not just fighting the cabal, we're fighting our own people who are brainwashed. That's the part that's frustrating. And I guess I would ask both of you, what's been a good point to wake people up? That's the trouble I'm having, is to point this out, to even show them, to shake them and say, do you see what's happening? Because they just don't get it.
Do you want to go first, Frederick, or do you want me to go?
Yes, you go ahead. You're the guest.
I would say, because we have truth on our side, that is the biggest weapon. Truth, love, humor, strength, courage. And just an example, I've only been at this for coming up to my third year, and I am an activist for an organization here, Patriotic Alternative. And 2 years ago,
Mark Collette, yeah.
Yeah. 2 years ago, those that were able to stand behind a flag or a banner was minimum. So any protest, it had, you know, the banner drops were done in countrysides or up the top of mountains. Today, there was a protest in a local town because the hotels are being taken over by immigrants. And there were over 400 people there today. I wasn't there able to get there, but I saw videos. Over 400 people where different groups and different parties uniting, divide and conquer. We know that has been played out, and they want us to be fighting against each other. But today, different banners, different flags, and they all came together. Over 400 people. That wouldn't have happened 2 years ago, but it happened today, and that's only going to spread. And these names they throw, racist, Nazi, racist, they don't mean anything now, because every single mother, every single father, every single person in that community that is seeing what's happening, they are going to be called these names, and they know that they're not. So my advice and what I do, we just keep at it. And that's why I've put my album is called The Acorn. Because when you plant a seed, if you plant the acorn seed, we will never see the oak tree, but we are planting for future generations. So keep doing this. Truth does have a frequency, and people will eventually come over, because over 400 people in one town alone were out in London. The Drag Queen Story protest was filled. So people are waking up, and it's happening.
Right. I would just add that, you know, there's always hope, like you said. Just never give up hope.
No.
There's always the pivot. And I think it was spot on when you observed that the deep state, whatever you want to call the hidden hand, can't sustain this level forever. It's it's very expensive to have all this astroturfed perception management. Yeah, everything from crisis actors to running major networks. I mean, these networks are, they're having to be subsidized because they're not making any money. Everyone from the local papers up through your big networks, that is having to be subsidized by people like Soros and Rothschild, et cetera. So they're really trying to make this big paper tiger. And, my thing is, our movement is based on truth. Their movement is based on falsehood. Every time we expose one of them, it's like crumbling sands. The scattering cockroaches, if you will, can't take the light. So we don't have to resort to hard power. Yes, yeah, prepare for that. It may come to that. Keep your powder dry. But, we haven't even begun to use our soft power. We are smarter than them.
Yeah.
We got sucker punched. Now we've got to get our head in the game. So great call, Mr. J.
Thank you.
Hang in there. Hang tough. We'll get through this. And we'll write songs about it. Okay.
To interject, if I may, you said, there is always hope. This is a spiritual battle. And part of that is they want to break our spirits.
Exactly.
We can't allow our spirits to be broken, because that allows them to win. It's hard, but we can't allow that to happen. So it's tough, but we've got to get through this.
Right.
Thank you very much.
All right, Mr. Producer, could you bring in Mr. Max from New York, please? Hello, Max, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, happy Saturday, good sir.
Yeah, it's a privilege talking to Frederick and Jody. Ground Zero, Jew, New York. You have Rockland County, and then you have Orange County. They're basically suburbs of New York City, but in Orange, in Rockland County, you have the Orthodox Jewish population, and they live in a place called New Square. And they just buy everybody out, buy everybody off for a population who I view as foreign nationals, a foreign nation in my backyard, taking over everything. Now, up in Orange County, you have the Hasidic Jews, and I have friends up in Orange, and they're like, they're just buying everything up. You know, we've been paying taxes for decades, which is an unlawful tax, by the way. It's a Jewish tax to steal your property. I've looked it up. There's nothing binding. I asked. I foiled. I asked 20 Jewish lawyers. The closest I got was, oh, I'm sure it's there. It's just not right in front of me. I said, well, look, you're a real estate lawyer. These things should be at the fingertips, right? They couldn't answer. I looked. I went through the books. I'm like, this is rabbinical rubbish. It's evidence of fraud. But they're buying everybody up, buying everybody out. In New York, it's easy. I guess us white people were so pathetic. Our families were highly dysfunctional. And you're like, F it, I'll take the money. There's no allegiance with the white race, let alone just arguing with them constantly over this. I don't even bring it up. I started talking to the blacks 12 years ago because they listened. The Mexicans, they listened to me. The white people, they don't want to listen. And I'm not really a racialist. You know, I'm not that, I'm a white supremacist. I'm like love starved for almost any kind of friendship. Because my white friends, they're weak. They're never going to take a stand against the Jews. And then they end up getting hammered by them. Like, I have a few friends getting their inheritances taken away from them because they're not on top of it. It goes like this, you know, the guys, they stay back taking care of the demented parent, changing diapers.
So, wiping Jody, up. Are you seeing those same kind of tactics in the offensives there in the UK that he's describing?
I don't think to the extent of buying properties and outbuying. Maybe with the farmland, I know that was big in Europe. They wanted all the Dutch farmers to sell their land. But what we're seeing here is the money. There's a county near me. I think it's £7 million is being put into that county to build houses. So it's not it's land that's there. So obviously they're buying it from someone, whether it's a private owner or it's council or something. But they're putting millions in to build houses for foreign nationals. That's
exactly
what's happening. Yeah.
They're building these huge tracts of 600, I don't know, it's not really housing, it's more like multiple family dwellings, but there's 600
yes.
units. And these Jewish families have huge, they're large, they're at least 10 kids. They're getting all Section 8. They're getting all the food stamps. They're using multiple ideas on top of scamming insurance and what other financial scams they run. All these people have so much money. I hate to call them people. I think they're like ghouls, but no offense to ghouls. So
exactly.
I have a legal framework for the Jews, and it's biblical, and I'm surprised Christians aren't saying anything. It goes like this. Jews are Satanists. Jews are Antichrist. Judaism is Satanism. Anyone who defends the Jew is Antichrist. Anyone who serves the Jew is Antichrist, a Satanist. The day the Jews killed the Christ was a declaration of war against Yahweh. They are irredeemable. They are unrepentant. They don't care. And this is the way they act.
Right. Imagine Lucifer with a great PR department, right? Have you ever heard of the book Postville, A Clash of Cultures in Heartland America by Stephen Bloom from 2000? Does that ring a bell?
No, never heard of it.
Okay. Basically, it is what you just described, where you have these cells, network cells of trained Marxists, chicken swingers invading all of these rural communities after 9/11 and basically just taken over the place. And it's like, you know, we are gods, you know, we own this place now, and you are all just in the way. And they just start buying up the industry, buying up the media, buying up the schools, and declaring war on the locals. And yeah, so we just see this network, you know, happening. And so, you know, my question for law enforcement is, what point does, you know, RICO laws, you know, racketeering laws kick in on this kind of thing, as well as where is the UN describing this as white genocide? This is a real campaign that's being carried out. You know, why is no one calling it what it is? So any other follow-ups there, Max? We need to get to the next caller.
Well, I've gotten to the point where I'm calling the cops Shabbos goys. They don't really protect us. They work for the lawyers. They pull you over, they shake you down if you don't have the proper paperwork with the proper numbers on it. But I wanted to say this. I call it the Jewish Medical Extermination Complex. I watched them murder my parents and my older brother. They didn't get the care they needed. My father did not need to be put on Casodex, which is a testosterone-reducing drug, at age 90. I'm like, why is he shriveling up before my eyes? My father was, you know, naive and trusting, and I'm like, I was the loudmouth in the family. I even went to the chief of police and said, this is going on. Because I don't believe it. And then I find out he's Jewish. So he's protecting all these agencies. All these lawyers that go to school become lawyers. They go to school and become a Jew. And they're there working on behalf of Jewry. They're not here to help you. They're here to take as much money from you as possible.
Right.
You know, ask
Good
anybody
point.
Who's dealt with lawyers.
Yeah, and you know, just remember, you know, during the Bolshevik Revolution, how many Christian Russians were murdered in the name of health care. They would get summoned to the hospital, and then the family would be told to come pick up the bodies, or the body would never be seen again, right? And so this is a tactic. You know, my mother, well, you know, against my will, my siblings, you know, insisted that they all get the clot shot Jew jab, and my mother was, you know, dead from, you know, blood clots a few days later, and there wasn't anything I could do about it. Yeah, so thanks for the call, Max, and call back again sometime. Okay,
thank
now,
you
Mr.
Very
Producer,
much.
Can we have Mr. Joe from Florida, please?
Hey, hello, is this the ADL Hate Hotline?
This is Anti-Semites Anonymous.
Because I want to report a hate criminal. There's this guy on Twitter, and he's saying vile, anti-Semitic things like the Holocaust is a hoax. He goes by the last name of Greenblatt. But I figured it out, Blackbird. I figured it out. He's using a Jewish name because he must be a Nazi.
There you go. It has to
be. I'm going to report him.
Yes, yeah, I found it disgustingly offensive. I think that's the term in UK law that had our mutual friend and fellow musician, Mr. Graham Hart, sent to the chicken shack for a very long time.
Unbelievable.
Was this, you know, they basically twisted the UK law on harassing operators back in the 1800s, right, to saying, well, this went across the communication ways, and we're grossly offended by it. So, you know, this is a hate crime. And that's basically the logic they use to take out Graham Hart. I mean, it's that insane here. But I think we should report Greenblatt for being grossly offensive. And since he went out on Twitter, you know, it's obviously a hate crime, right?
Yeah.
So, Miss Jody, what's your take on what Joe's saying?
I'm still flabbergasted that I was thinking of Miss Monica Schaefer, and I thought, and here he is, the head of the ADL, and he's used that word, the hoax. I'm like, what? It's unfathomable for me. It's unfathomable.
It's pure Jewish privilege. But I want to say, Jody, thank you for your work, and I want to say, it's very important to me. I think I'm a creative person. I think Blackbird's a creative person. And you are. Those of us who are awake to the JQ, it's very important that we stick to our creative work. because that's one of the things that they want to take away from us, right? The entertainment industry worldwide is controlled by them. How is it that the music industry and movies and television, it's all under their control? Oh, how convenient. It's just a coincidence. No. So persons like you, people like you, artists, right, like you, and other people who are creative, it's even more important for us to stay true to those talents and skills that you obviously have, and anybody who's creative, because the truth is they do want to try and drive us crazy. Yes. and get enraged by their behavior. But we do win, and I really appreciate your message about don't let them win, because our message is true. We know we have the truth on our side, and so we should always be avoiding giving in to their baiting, but also we can do it with a smile. I think even Mark Collette has a great sense of humor, too. Dr. Patrick Slattery on the station. We can laugh about it because they are so offensive, and it's so obvious.
Ms. Jody?
Very, very good point. And Ezra Pound said, the artists are the antenna of the race, and we really are. And I feel it's my duty to continue and to share the truth and create something beautiful, and so that it can be enjoyed now, but it can be given to future generations. I'm focusing my show on that in March. It's going to be the Culture Month, so I'm having artists on, dissident artists, truthful artists, to share their music and their story, because we have to do that. It's part of our toolkit to do that. So thank you. That's a really good point.
And you can reach a much wider audience through the work of some really creative people that are like in our group, because you know, there are some people that you can only reach them through humor. Even Dave Chappelle on that Saturday Night Live monologue. I think that was not a cleared monologue. It was at the last minute, you know, he switched it out. And it wasn't the most revolutionary thing, but he got away with a very funny monologue. And it had a lot of truth about things that you can't say, like you cannot say the two words together, the and Jews, right? So keep up your great work, and God bless you, and Rockport, too, because you're a real creative soul, too. And you know, if we don't laugh about this, it'll drive us crazy.
Yeah, right. God bless you. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Mr. J. You have a great weekend. Thanks for the call. Yeah, I mean, I think about this, and I think, you know, I'll really show them. I'll teach them a lesson. I'll start doing music again and start singing again, you know. And it's like, hi, I'm Blackbird 9. I've suffered for my music. Now it's your turn. Yeah. You know, so, my diabolical plot, right? I'll start doing music again. So, Ms. J.K., in the time we have, tell us where we're going from here and, you know, how everybody can find you and things like that.
Well, where do we go from here? We go in the direction we're going, and we can't see it. It's not for us to see, but it's for us to have hope and faith that wherever we're going is victory. And we may not see it in our lifetime, and we have to also accept that. So I have a Telegram channel for those that are on Telegram that want to follow me. I am The White Butterfly. You can find me there. And on Tuesdays and Thursdays, it's 9 p.m. UK time. It's 4 p.m. Eastern. Tuesdays is a solo show, and Thursdays I have guests. And March is my culture month. As I said, I'm going to be having some very powerful, beautiful, creative artists, musicians who are really fighting back with art. It can be done. I don't feel I'm saying this from a naive place. It can be done peacefully. It can be done peacefully through music, through hope, through prayer, through togetherness, through community. That's my stance.
Right. Ed, just wanted to thank you again for coming on the show and for all the work you've done. It's just, you know, such an honor to be, you know, on the air with you. And anyway, we're out of time. So thanks to all the great callers. Thanks always to Mr. Producer for the great work. And thanks to RBN, Speak Free Radio, and all the associated channels that carry the shows. And Ms. Jody K, thank you so much. And until next time, I will see you all at the rendezvous.
Now taters never did taste good with chicken on the plate, but I had to eat them just the same. That is why I look so bad and have these puny ways, because I always had to take an
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.